be careful that you don't fall into that place where you're using home remedies as a band-aid.
Welcome to the True Health Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lonnie Bagwell, stress, inflammation, and functional health clinician.
And I'm your co-host, Bridget Spurgeon, metabolism and nutrition expert.
This podcast is where we bring hope, truth, and inspiration for your holistic health journey.
Because the world needs the best version of you.
Hello, and welcome to True Health Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lonnie Bagwell, here with
Bridget Spurgeon.
Bridget Spurgeon, and we are talking this week about, this is going to be like rapid fire machine gun session. This is going to be jam-packed with information today. Bridget had the great idea that we would just go through what are the most common, like mini consults that we do, I'm going to call them, right? Like on the fly, walking through the office, like, hey, what do you do for bug bites, right? Hey, I'm feeling a little, my sinuses are a little stopped up. You know, what do you think for that? And so today's going to be all about like our quick solutions to the most common problems, call them home remedies, you know, call them, you know, natural remedies, call them whatever you want. But this is the kind of, we're going to talk about the things that you would find in our medicine cabinet at home, on our counter at home, and the things that we use most common, again, for the most common, uncomfortable discomforts, whatever you want to call it, that we encounter on a regular basis. And so, so we have a lot to cover. Actually, and we're going to develop a couple of these. Some of these are just going to be kind of one word answers and moving on. So with that said, Bridget, kind of what's one of the most common things that you hear amongst clients where, you know, you might be helping them with weight loss and metabolics and nutrition and these types of things. But then, you know, because you're their expert on health in their life, you know, what are they asking, you know, most commonly, I guess, is like, hey, while I got you on the phone, do you know anything about, and what are some of those most common things?
Yeah. And I love the relationship that we have with our patients, that they feel like they can text us or Facebook message us. So yes, I get these interactions and these conversations. And I always love the opportunity to be able to share what I do or share what we do in the clinic. And so it's a great conversation starter here. So on our nutrition and weight loss programs, we get a lot of these questions because our patients know that over-the-counter medications can interfere with like their liver or their metabolic function. And so they want to make sure that they're doing the best things for their body. So they're always looking for alternatives for, you know, these just, you know, minor symptoms and so forth. So I'd say the number one thing I get is sinus infections. And, you know, because that is something commonly that people are taking or probably overtaking antibiotics for that, probably a great opportunity for us to say that we are not medical doctors. We don't take the place of your medical doctors. And so we don't make any recommendations for or against these medications. However, we can give you what we do when we are faced.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, these are just the choices that we make, take it or leave it. You know, we defer to whoever you make the authority in your life on working with your body to help you be as healthy as possible.
So for sinus infections, there are probably quite a few home remedies, and what you do may be a little bit different to what I've recommended over the years, but one of my favorites is an essential oil steamer. So if you have, you know, just some of the main good quality essential oils in your home, this is really simple and my patients love it. Just take up, you know, about an inch of water and heat it. So boil it in a cup. And I don't use a microwave, but this might be an opportunity where you would use your microwave. And then so you have that boiling water, and then you put a few drops of essential oils. So the essential oils that I'm going to recommend are definitely get in a peppermint in there, because that's a vasodilator and that opens up the vessels in this area. And then probably something that is going to be antimicrobial or antibacterial in nature. So whether it's an oregano or a tea tree oil, get that in there. Or if you use blends, that's going to be something like an On Guard or a Thieves in there for, I guess, the two most popular brands of essential oils. And then even something like a frankincense or even like a copaiba, like an anti-inflammatory. And then also a lemon is good because lemon just gets things moving. So just all you need is like one drop of each. You get that nice and hot. You get the steam going. You cup your hands over the cup so that steam just goes into your nose. You breathe it in and have some tissues or something handy, because then it just completely flushes out the nasal passages and it's getting all the mucus out. What we have to remember also when we're using these remedies or when we're addressing our symptoms is the goal is not to stop the symptoms. The goal is to work with the way that your body is dealing with the issue, like the infection. So with the mucus, you're not trying to dry up the mucus. You're just trying to get it flowing out. You're trying to get it out of your body because that helps release the infection from your body. Kind
of, in the intro there, I kind of talked about the discomforts, uncomfortableness, you know, the things that we encounter most commonly in our families. And I think that's important to say that these are not, you know, if I were to go through every single symptom that we're going to talk about today or discomfort that we talk about today, it's always going to start with, are you doing all the other things right to make your body healthy to prevent these things from happening? For example, if you have interference with your nervous system, and so your immune system then is negatively impacted, you can do some of these things to help yourself feel better. But that's the crazy cycle, right? Not getting to the cause and not ultimately making sure that your body, your most important remedy, is already in check. Another thing that I was going to say, you know, is that like our immediate first response to any of these things in our family is slow down, rest. That could be like you need more sleep overnight. It could be just you need to lay on the couch right now, let your body rest a little bit, hydrate. Right? A dehydrated body is a sick body, right? So if you're in a dehydrated state, whether from an acute activity that you did that day or just over the past several days where your body's more dehydrated, you have to hyperhydrate, get that back. So it's rest, hydrate, adjust the spine, remove interference from the nervous system so your immune system can respond the way it's supposed to. And then the other thing is that, you know, out of the 33 principles of chiropractic and 33 principles of health and healing, really, there's one of the laws that says that there's no healing that doesn't require time. And so we have to remember that too, because that's the number one rule that I talk about in the office, because it's the thing that gives people the most resilience. When people are reminded, when patients are reminded that, hey, this might take a little bit of time, then they're encouraged to stay in there with the natural remedies and the home remedies and let their body do what it was created and designed to do. The reason why people run to medications is because they lose hope, because a little bit of time goes by and then all of a sudden they lose hope in their body's ability to recover. And then they go, it's not, they'll say, yes, I believe my body can recover. But then, you know, if it doesn't recover in 15 minutes or one day or whatever, then they'll run to over the counter or maybe to the prescriptions. And so I just want to get those out of the way, because otherwise every single symptom, I'm going to say, well, clear your nervous system, boost your immune system, sleep, hydrate, and then we're going to go into the actual remedies. So those are important things to know. So your body can use the remedies well. Same thing. If you're trying to digest something, ingest something to use for the benefit of your body, and your digestive system isn't working the way that it's supposed to, then you're not going to get the most out of the, you know, you're going to say, well, that remedy didn't work for me. Well, maybe your body was in a dysfunctional state or a diseased state, so it couldn't actually use those natural things properly. So that's another good disclaimer there. For me, when it comes back to sinuses, here, I love two things. There's one that I go to immediately. I have one sitting on the other side of my office right now. I actually have examples of it here. Like here's an actual spray of it. I have liquid drops for ingestion, and we even have nasal injectors, and it's all colloidal silver. And so it just kills on contact. It's incredible and you can actually, again, sinus wise, you can actually use a mister right into the sinuses. It gets to where the infection is, if it is in fact an infection. If it's not an infection, then it'll actually just create the positive pressure and help clear out the pressure in the sinuses. So I love that for those reasons. And then I really love a neti pot. And so that's the little pot where you put the saline solution you know, in there. You actually put the salt in there, create a saline solution. We have it right in the shower. So you fill that little pot up, you plug one nose, pour it in. If everybody doesn't know what a neti pot is, you pour it into one nostril. You can literally feel the pressure build in your sinuses. And then you let it out, blow it out, kind of do the other side. I like that because, like the steamer idea, I guess, is I love the mechanical nature of just getting the gunk out, and that salt and saline, you know, solution there, that actually dries it up pretty quickly. And that bacteria, like we'll talk about honey later on, is another example of like that high glucose content or a high salt content. The bacteria cannot live in that environment. And so if you just dose it with high salt, or high, and in case of honey, we'll talk about later on, but then it just can't survive in that high salt or high sugar environment. And so you're getting the suppression of the growth of it. You're mechanically clearing it out. You feel better right away, which is, again, the whole purpose of it is to, so you can actually breathe again and take a couple breaths through your nose, right? So so I love the neti pot and I love the colloidal silver to, you know, again, kind of kill on contact. So those are my two favorite solutions. What's your next, what's the next symptom that we want to tackle? Next discomfort.
Well, how about just real quick, because it ties into that one. What about sore throat?
Yeah, sore throat. So I just talked about honey. Yeah, you're right. It does tie right in. And so we love honey because it soothes, right? So you can do honey, lemon, ginger, honey, lemon, apple cider vinegar, all those types of solutions that you can make into a glass, warm or room temperature, either way. They're all amazing at soothing. And again, kind of suppressing the growth. The thing about honey that I think everybody should, honey is super powerful. I love it. I'll never have a home that doesn't have honey in it because we use it for so many different things, but you can literally put it on a cut. And it's antibacterial because, again, it just the bacteria cannot grow when you've smeared the honey on it, you know, and that was actually used for centuries. Honey's been used for things like that more than consumption even. And so love the honey. And again, you know, then I would use the spray bottle of the colloidal silver where you can actually spray it right to the back of the throat. So if there's any bacteria back there, it's just going to, again, kill it or suppress the growth of that. So. Those are my favorite two things for any kind of sore throat, and that they're usually really quick. And I know, and another thing we could say too, we mentioned adjustments and sleep and hydration and time and essential oils. You could probably include that in the group of like what you always have to go to, because there's always an oil for that, whatever that is, right? So, what do you like for a sore throat?
Yeah, I do the On Guard. I just put it right On Guard, here, yeah. And it normally knocks it right out. And then also just, yeah, sipping on a warm liquid. So depending on where you are, if you are on a metabolic program, you may not be able to do honey for a temporary amount of time. And then our patients will just do like the lemon juice and apple cider vinegar. I love adding some fresh ginger root into that. Or, you know, just do some hot teas, really soothing for that. So
good deal. Keeping with the same theme, let's jump into upper and lower GI symptoms. How about that? We're just going to go straight on through. So upper GI and digestive. So let's say we have an upset stomach or a little bit of an upset tummy, right? This is where sipping on water, resting, right? This is where this really comes in handy, right? So that we're not continuing to upset. Another thing that we could say is a standardized approach too, which goes for every single thing we're talking about, is in our home, we immediately cut out the sugar and carbohydrates. So just the sugars, the carbohydrates, they're immunosuppressive, they're pro-inflammatory. So whatever it is, if we have any of these things, we're just, we're just definitely going to limit those right away. And I guess I say that because if you're going to go lay down and we might use some peppermint or ginger, and we have some different blends of herbals that we use sometimes for that. And we go to the essential oil in this case, most commonly the Digestine, is one that we use. And in fact, we don't ever travel without that one. That might have been where you were going with the upper GI stuff too there. But those would be the most common things we would use.
And apple cider vinegar, you can take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in some water before meals if you're someone that gets like acid reflux or have some of those types of symptoms. That's great as well. And then also you may have mentioned this, like digestive enzymes before before your meal can be good for some of the, like a bloating or some of those symptoms.
Yeah. And that's, and that, whenever we get into digestive stuff, like we're really sensitive. Like there's a couple things like peppermint or essential oils that can help in those acute moments. Again, we don't travel without it, you know, cause you don't, you know, you don't have access to all your normal supplements maybe or whatever, but, and food's going to be different and, you know, all that. But whenever it comes to digestive system, I'm super sensitive. Like that is something, if you have any digestive symptoms whatsoever, you should be running a stool test like yesterday. It's my favorite test. Honestly, people who don't have digestive symptoms, I still prefer that they run a stool test because it's so foundational for everything else. It's foundational for the having a healthy immune response, having a healthy inflammatory response, producing proper neurotransmitters to help with things like anxiety, depression, brain fog, and focus issues. I could keep going on. I mean, but so stool test is, it's x-rays and a stool test by far are the two most valuable tests that I've ever come across as a clinician. So these, if it's a little bit of an upset tummy, you know, that's going on, you know, then, you know, obviously it's quick remedies for that. But if it's, if there's something, anything chronic or anything that's been going on for more than a few days, it's time to do some testing.
It's also a great opportunity to say that be careful that you don't fall into that place where you're using home remedies as a band-aid.
That's a great idea. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And if you're, and if you are going into this thing, quote, healthy, and you're eating clean and you're sleeping and you're getting adjusted and clearing your nervous system and you're hydrated and, you know, and this stuff is still persisting, like, you know, then it, we're beyond the home remedy phase already, right? We need to be doing some testing. Good deal. And then lower GI, there's a lot of things you can do for lower GI depending on what we're talking about. Right? Is it constipation? Is it diarrhea? Is it brought on by something, or was it completely, you know, unknown cause? So that requires a little bit more of a consult, in my opinion. So I really only have one thing that I can say is generally universal when it comes to that, and I'm going to say chamomile. And so we have chamomile blends of herbals. We have straight chamomile. It is probably the most universal lower digestive kind of solution that we use for patients. Again, hydration. I mean, there's so many things that need to be in place when we're talking about this, but I like chamomile. And you can get it obviously in the form of chamomile tea. Now the difference between like a chamomile tea versus maybe a chamomile tincture is like 100x concentration. So if you're having these kinds of symptoms, then you could try some tea, but just understand that if you tried the tea, that doesn't mean that you tried the tincture. Because that's one of the most common things I hear. It's like, well, no, I've been drinking chamomile tea and it didn't change anything. Well, let's try the tincture anyway, because then we'll really have tested it and know if it's going to help or not. So what's your favorite solutions for lower GI issues?
Magnesium's a great one. Mm-hmm. You know, taking the recommended dosage at night before you go to sleep. And then you have the added bonus of that can benefit your sleep as well.
Yeah, magnesium is one of our universal remedies, right? Well, it's on our list of must-haves in the home, and it definitely helps with constipation for sure.
Yeah, and just, you know, like we said earlier, it's the foundational things to our getting adjusted and then also being hydrated. So if you're constipated and you don't drink a lot of water, like, you know, drink a gallon of water one day and just see how you do.
Yeah. With that. Exactly. Yeah. This is one of the, definitely, like I said, this is one of those things I agree that, with what you said as well, that this is a foundational thing. I mean, babies, when we adjust them, they fill diapers, and it's not quite as effective in the adults, but it's pretty close. You know, we start moving bones, stimulating the nervous system that go to the bowel, people go to the bathroom better. It has happened a lot over the years.
You can even try some alkaline water.
Yeah, and that'll help move things like on the temporary. That'll definitely help move some things quickly too. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And magnesium is also good for stress, right? So this is Epsom salt. If people aren't familiar with that, that's generally what's going on there. Is they're having magnesium baths, very relaxing for muscles, but also it relaxes the muscles of the colon, which allows for you to go to the bathroom there if that is in fact the cause of any constipation. Great for muscles, right? Just muscle recovery. That kind of thing. So magnesium's phenomenal. I like the soaks and I like the ingestion. Be careful with the topical. That's the one thing I'll say about magnesium topically, because it will burn. It will cause ridiculous itching sometimes. It has to do with if you have a deficiency. But if you don't know, if we haven't tested, then you know, just be careful with a lot of the topical stuff on the skin. So what else do we have? So we tackled magnesium.
Let's do ladies. Let's do okay. UTIs and menstrual cramps. So why don't you do UTIs and I'll do menstrual cramps?
Okay, sure. So UTI, again, stop feeding the bacteria sugar. So this is a instantaneous, like as soon as I suspect that I'd have a UTI, then we're just shutting that off completely. And then ironically, we're going to use a form of sugar to rectify it in most cases, which is called D-mannose. Most people are familiar with D-mannose. If you've ever had a UTI and you went to the store to get any kind of a solution there, it's going to be typically the base of it. It's going to be D-mannose. And that works for, and this is just a little bit of a tip, that works for primarily the E. coli UTIs, which are the most common. I think they're like in the 80 to 90% of the time, it's an E. coli based UTI. If you take D-mannose or any of those typical over-the-counter blends that have D-mannose in them and it's not working, then that could be indicative that it's not an E. coli infection. You need to go see your doctor right away, get tested so you can know how best to address it. So women, though, I mean, have been tackling UTIs for decades, you know, using D-mannose very effectively. And I think it's even a part of some medical treatments for it, too. So,
so for menstrual cramps, this is a patient-to-patient solution because of the prevalence of hormone imbalance and, you know, inflammatory conditions, mm-hmm. and that there can be so many things going on in the body. And, you know, in my opinion, it's just so important to address these and get lab testing done because they mm-hmm. can have serious ramifications, you know, not like not just infertility years, but, you know, beyond, like these things follow us for decades, right? So, however, if it's just dealing with some monthly cramping, I'm happy to let you know the things that have worked for me. And I think over the years, different things have worked for me because then some things that worked 10 years ago don't work anymore. And the reason for that is because my hormones have changed and I'm dealing with a different root cause. But I really, a common one for me has been a turmeric or curcumin to decrease inflammation. I've used frankincense to decrease inflammation, whether that be internally or abdominally. Even in the past, and I don't use these anymore, but in the past, I used to put a drop of the frankincense on the tip of an organic tampon, or you can even do that in a like on an organic panty liner, or just topically on your stomach. There is another essential oil blend that a lot of women have said works really well for them. But I probably won't reference that just because that once again, I don't know what your hormone imbalance is. And then there are some herbals that I have used in the past that have been incredibly effective. And those would be great to look into. But once again, those are some remedies that are specific to the hormone imbalance. So I don't know if you want to speak to that any, Dr. Bagwell, but I don't want to make a recommendation and then someone does the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's safe. And the bottom line is that they work, right? And that's why we can't recommend it, because they actually work. And it's not to be secretive about it or anything like that. It's just that we do pre and post labs. We're helping women with different things, and we actually see it change estrogen levels or progesterone levels. And so to recommend something that we know actually does have that type of an impact on the steroid hormones or, you know, female male hormones, then obviously potentially dangerous, right, to actually manipulate someone's health in the wrong direction. So we don't want to cause problems in the effort of decreasing cramping and cause other issues. So, but anyway, so yeah, so well said. There's lots of great, again, like this is, I just think about the, in my head of all these things, I just think about the travel stuff, right? If I'm on vacation in Florida, I have none of my normal stuff, right? And I don't have access to all my apothecary of liquid herbals that I would normally use that I know change labs. You know, what would I do when I'm on the road? And essential oils just really do help out a lot with those things, I know for sure.
And the curcumin is a great one too.
Like, I was just going to say.
Yeah. So, you know, my thing is years ago, my menstrual cramps were so bad. And years ago, I used to have to take, this is terrible, but a total in a day, I would take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen three times a day for 2 to 3 days just to be functional so that I can work. And I just realized like that it was so incongruent with what I believe about health and about my body. And for me, it ended up becoming this spiritual thing where I just almost felt God say to me, like, you don't need that anymore. Just trust and just do something different. And that's what I did. And I over, you know, the last, let's call it 7 years, I can count the number of times that I've had to take an over the counter. So the, you know, the curcumin, I travel with that. I have that in Ireland here with me, and the curcumin is my go-to.
Yeah, right on. And that curcumin and curcuminoids is the active ingredient in turmeric, or turmeric, however you say it. And so that's the anti-inflammatory property. And then turmeric in general is supportive of liver detox. And we can get into whole physiology of how important that is for inflammation. So there's lots of benefits at different levels of what you'd be taking there, using it to cook in your food in case of turmeric, or actually taking the curcuminoids in the form of a supplement, you know, and it's amazing for just aches and pains in general. We actually have specific ones now in the office where we have, like I have one here that's, turmeric plus heart complete. So it's actually the turmeric with all of the heart healthy supplements all blended into one for inflammation as it pertains to cardiovascular health. And then I have ones that are specifically for pain, but some that you take in the morning for the day and some you take in the evening before you go to bed. And so now we're even getting more specific about which ones you would take, when you'd take it, and having even more support for the aches and the pains and stuff like that. And then when it comes to aches and pains, I'll give the bottom line on when it comes to joint pain and soft tissue problems here in a second. But Deep Blue is another essential oil-based thing from doTERRA. That is like top five. Like, I'll never not have that when I travel or whatever, because it's incredible, you know, how effective it is. So much better. And think about this. As a chiropractor, I've had every chemical thrown at me to give to a patient for aches and pains, right? That's marketed weekly, you know, for 16 years, 20 years, even in school, they give you free stuff because they want you to sell it. And nothing has outperformed Deep Blue. Deep Blue is also not even remotely as toxic as the high majority of all those things, right? And it actually has healing properties, and it actually has oils that promote tissue healing, not just numbing. And so for me, it's like it wins. Every checkbox gets checked when it comes to what you put on your body, you know, for aches and pains in the form of that Deep Blue. So I love it. I'm a huge advocate of it. Patients. And again, you know, if you're doing right things, that tube will last years. You know, it's not something, you know, it's not even expensive when you think about it like that. You know, you pay $30, whatever it costs. And then, and if you're doing right things, and speaking of right things, if someone has, nowadays, they'll have, if you have shoulder injury, like before, in old days, if you had shoulder injury, they put you in a sling, right? Or arm or something like that. Immobilization was the standard. Well, nowadays, they don't do that. We've been preaching it for decades, but finally, even the medical model has caught up with this idea that mobilization actually promotes healing. It might not feel as good to move it, but the more you move it, you know, as close to the injury, as close as the trauma, maybe in the case of a shoulder injury, that you can start moving it, it'll heal that much faster. So rather than coming out of a sling in 2 weeks and then taking another 2 to 4 weeks to recover from an injury, maybe it's a total of 2 to 3 weeks and someone's already, you know, 80% recovered from that same traumatic injury to their shoulder. And my point in saying all this is that motion heals. We can't look past some of the most basic fundamental principles of how God created the body. And yes, it's good to use Deep Blue. And yes, turmeric is amazing for, you know, inflammatory response. And we use those things. But if you're not moving it, you cannot out-supplement the lack of motion. But if you are moving it, you will heal according to all the medical literature. And now their standard of care, even, they finally caught up, right? If you start moving it, then you will heal faster. And that goes with muscles, soft tissue again. And that doesn't mean like I pulled my hamstring, so I better stretch it, right? Because sometimes overstretching is bad, especially in an acute injury. We could probably do a whole episode on all this stuff. But you want to keep it moving though. You don't want to lay around with an injured hamstring and just pop it up on a couch and don't move it, right? So motion is essential for quick recovery. Anything to add for aches and pains there?
No, I think that's great. And I add frankincense on that. I've just had a little bit of a disc flare up myself, and I used Deep Blue. And then after the Deep Blue, I put the frankincense on that. And then I did the curcumin as well. So okay. Once again, those are items that I'm traveling with good. Around the world.
Yep. Yeah. Right on. And then advanced pain. Let's talk about that for a second. So let's go pain beyond your aches and pains, your normal pains, and even like a severe disc injury, or even we give, and what we're talking about here is CBD. We give high concentrated CBD, even for like cancer patients that have like deep boring pain that nothing can touch and the medications aren't working. And they've actually come back to us and said, this is the first time that I've, had any reduction. Maybe it's a 20% reduction, but even the high potency painkillers weren't doing anything, for the deep boring pain that they were experiencing. And so, for the more severe type things, also CBD is one like magnesium, like vitamin D. CBD is one of those things that seems to have these multiple effects. And again, we'll always make like the top five list of what I travel with because they have such a diverse, a positive impact. But the CBD also helps with things like sleep. It actually helps with digestion. There's actually the endocannabinoid system that's in the cannabinoids in the CBD. There's an endocannabinoid system inside the body that really works for the digestive health and gut health. And so, so there's so many different, the benefits of CBD pain. I think I mentioned sleep, but it's the number one thing that I use for actually helping people sleep. And everybody doubts it. And the stuff that we use isn't super cheap, but when they sleep for the first time, in days or weeks, then they'll be like, I don't care. I'll take all of them. Right. Exactly. I'll clear the whole shelf out. So, and that's when your body heals. And so while I've been helping people sleep better with adjustments for 16 years, 1.4 million thrusts later, but in this acute scenario, when you need that support and you're doing those other things and it's not working, you can use the CBD and help for sleep. So anything to add for sleep, for anything with pain or sleep there?
No, those are great. Okay, I'll switch gears a little bit. And, one that I'll mention just because I work with my patients on this a little bit, if it comes up, is like related to energy. It's perceived energy, but it's not actually, it's like this weakness or this dizziness. And sometimes people think that it's low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. And I find that a lot of times that people's electrolytes are low. And so one go-to that we do is a pink salt shot. And so just like remember this in your tool bag, is especially for athletes. Even if you just had a day in the yard and you've been sweating a lot, you've been working hard, and maybe you have even been hydrating, and you're like, man, I feel a little bit woozy or something. Your electrolytes could just be low, and so taking like half a teaspoon, even a quarter of a teaspoon of pink salt, putting in a glass, and putting some room temperature water or some warm water in it to dissolve the salt, and just taking a shot of salt is a great remedy.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot. You mentioned energy. Another thing that I'll throw out there is a lot of people will take B vitamins, for energy, right? That's probably one of the most common supplements. Somebody came in today, said, "Will you look at my supplements?" First thing I pull out is B vitamins. And we don't give out any B vitamins, really. I mean, very rarely, because if you're going to take B vitamins, we actually recommend just taking grass fed beef liver capsules. So I have some right there. And so, that actually has basically a multivitamin built in almost, but it has high concentration of B vitamins because there's a lot of B vitamins that are found in the liver. And so not only would you get the benefits, the energy boost from having those B vitamins, but you're going to get better liver function, which is, the home of fat metabolism, detoxification, et cetera. So, you get so much more bang for your buck, and you get the B vitamins used appropriately where they're needed. Instead of just artificially manipulating the body, you actually get good organ support to have natural energy. So I like that a lot.
I believe we would feel comfortable like recommending that people take a good liver supplement. Like I would recommend that over a multivitamin
all day long of the week. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I recommended a multivitamin for anybody. I mean, we do liver, and by the time you're taking two or three supplements, if they're good quality, especially if they're complexes or if they're like naturally organic harvested herbals, you're actually getting so many minerals and vitamins in those as well. Then they don't realize it, but in our office, it's like you're getting a multivitamin for free if you're taking two or three other things. So, Yep. So I love that. Let's see what else we have here. Antibiotics. Like, again, we can't tell you to not take an antibiotic or take an antibiotic. We haven't taken antibiotics in our home, and I just don't even know when. I just don't have a memory of it. We are, again, essential oils, blends, like different ones help with different things. Not claiming, you know, that it's an antibiotic in and of itself. We're just saying that they can be supportive of a natural, healthy immune response to an infection. I think that's the way I need to say it. And the other thing is we'll take whole cloves of garlic, and we'll just swallow them whole because they have the what's called allicin is actually an active ingredient in garlic that is antibacterial in nature. So you get the broad spectrum antibiotic effect from that allicin. We even have capsules that are just concentrated allicin as well. So sometimes we'll use garlic or essential oils for that. Any suggestions there, or be more specific?
Nope. No, because I've only taken antibiotic once in my whole life, and yep. I don't have to deal with that too much.
We don't take anything like that either. I mean, just so we have it. If we feel like we're fighting something, we'll take some garlic. But I mean, again, this is mostly patients that are, you know, kind of just getting into the natural health world. We start to kind of transition them away from other things that they would have done. Want them to start to experience it. And that's just a really effective one where they can really get some wins. What were you going to say?
What I was thinking is if you are someone who has taken a lot of antibiotics in recent years or in your life, then we also would highly recommend a stool test because how that affects your microbiome and your microbiome is foundational to your health. And that has a significant effect on that.
Without a doubt, even one round of antibiotics, there's incredible stats out there. I just shared it on some of the Raising Healthy Family videos that I did for our private group. And we even talked about that, you know, about how asthma and allergies and all that stuff, even just one round of antibiotics, and it increases the likelihood of those conditions significantly. What else do I have here? Last few things. We have cinnamon is great for blood pressure and blood sugar. So actually you told me that a few years ago. And then I've used it and it has been really effective for those things, which is awesome. I've actually done it and measured it on a glucometer. And then you mentioned one that I didn't think of, but you're absolutely right. So much dermatology things in general. Let me just say that. I think probably one of the top five most common questions I get is something to do with the skin. And I always tell people the same thing. Like, I would never want to be a dermatologist. Like, there, it seems like there's like one page of the actual things that are wrong with the skin, and then like 7 billion pages of all the things that are normal but look different. So it's like reading an x-ray sometimes. It's like there's normal x-ray and then there's 75 volumes of all the things that look abnormal, but they're really okay. And so, but dermatologically, bites you mentioned earlier, pre-show, that is a common one. I didn't know anything other than lavender, and then you said lavender. And so that was perfect. So is there anything else like skin, or talk about sunburns or bites or just anything topical for skin health, I guess, in general?
Yeah, lavender oil has been my go-to, especially traveling. I feel like I had a lot of bug bites recently, actually. So that's been great. Oh, you know, apple cider vinegar can be good as well because of the way that the pH interacts. And sunburn, a pure aloe, and you do have to read the ingredients because a lot of them aren't good. Lily of the Valley is a good brand on that.
Lots of chemicals added to your aloe topical stuff.
Sadly. Yeah. So, but Lily of the Valley is a good brand, and you can get that in like Whole Foods, and I've even seen that internationally, actually. But even just using a lavender or frankincense oil is expensive, but I'll use a frankincense oil because my skin is worth it. I do not want to get skin cancer. In fact, I'm going for a check in a couple of weeks with all the travel. And then the other one I mentioned, just because it relates to the skin, but because a symptom of certain toxicities, whether it be from the natural environment, from a plant or a jellyfish or something that, you know, that injects toxicities into your body, or if it be from chemicals, but if you break out in like hives or a rash, so have like a histamine response or something, then I remember I was actually with you, Dr. Bagwell, on a team beach vacation, and I got stung by a jellyfish, and I actually started having some major symptoms where I thought I was going to have to go to the ER. And then you were like, wait a second, you're having a histamine response because I started getting a rash. And what did we do? We did activated charcoal.
Yeah, that can't be overlooked. I've actually have a friend who got a brown recluse spider bite and refused to go to the doctor. And that's the kind of spider bite that actually will bore a hole in, like it was in his thigh. So it's actually like digging a hole. This chemical was this toxicity. It was like, but he actually packed it with bentonite clay and activated charcoal and actually drew all the toxins out, and it actually healed beautifully. And again, I'm not telling people to do that. Like, I'm not saying, you know, tough it out and, you know, don't consider medical intervention for something like that. But I'm just, it speaks to the power of a natural remedy like charcoal and bentonite clay. It's not something just to be dismissed. And that's what we run into with a lot of these things. It's like, again, there are antibiotics that are super powerful. And I thank God for life-saving interventions from the medical model. But when it comes to a lot of these things, the problem is that they're so dismissed. Like, oh, that doesn't do that. That doesn't do this. But they actually do some amazing things, and they have for hundreds of years. They're more tested on actual humans than many of the things that are released today in the medical community. And so, but they may not be as potent or as powerful. Like, of course, you know, there's vitamin D does an amazing job of causing apoptosis and helping, you know, defeat cancer cells, but nobody's going to say that vitamin D is the same power as a, you know, chemotherapy derived from napalm. Right. So perspective is important with all these things, but do not dismiss these things. They're powerful. And something as simple as an activated charcoal rubbed on the skin will absolutely draw toxin out. It'll do it every single time. And does it do it as quickly as debridement of the skin in the medical community? No, it doesn't. But if you're looking for a natural remedy, if you're traveling, you know, maybe you find yourself, we do a lot of backpacking and spend a lot of nights in the woods. I have a lot of these things in my medical first aid kit or whatever, because when we get out there, you know, you don't have the luxury of, you don't want to pack out 4 miles, you know, to go spend 30 minutes in the ER for something simple, right? And so we have a lot of natural remedies that saved us tons of, you know, hauling stuff back and forth out of the wild. And so it's just really been a blessing to us to have this knowledge. And we hope that it's a blessing for everybody today that got to listen to the episode. Hopefully you're hearing this part of it after we had that little software glitch. But anyway, thank you very much for tuning in with us here on True Health Solutions Podcast. Bridget, anything you want to add or say before we check out this episode?
No, this has been fun. I hope this is a great resource for everyone.
Great. And as always, ask questions, contact us. If you have suggestions or comments, or if there's other conditions, we could do a whole other episode with a whole new set of symptoms that we'd be happy to go through and talk about natural remedies. So any suggestions from our listeners, please let us know. Otherwise, we love you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining us today on True Health Solutions Podcast. Make sure that you click to subscribe. Also, go to our website, www.truehealthcharlotte.com. where you can download any resources related to today's show or any future shows. And lastly, if you search for True Health Center Group on Facebook, you'll be able to join our free health community. We look forward to seeing you there.